כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So this is our second shiur on Chanukah. And as I mentioned last week we spoke about Hallel, and I said that this week we will speak about some sugya about the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. Chanukah is such a broad and fascinating sugya, there is so much to talk about. So today's shiur is a combination about the two most fundamental questions regarding Ner Chanukah. Where and when? Where do we light Chanukah Lecht and when? And before speaking about where or when, I want to ask a fundamental question, and as it'll become obvious as the shiur unfolds, both questions we are dealing with depend on this fundamental assumption and definition. Last week I mentioned the posuk in Tehillim Perek Kuf Zayin, and that is a very substantial perek. It is the perek from which we learn Arbo Tzrichem Lahoidois. It is the most central expression of gratitude, of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the perek from which we learn the halachas of Hoidoya, of Berches HaGoyim HaLachasod L'chayovim Toivim. And in that perek there's a posuk which in my eyes is so fundamental. Yoidu L'Hashem Chazdoi V'nifla'oisav L'vnei Adam. When a person is zeichet to a neis and he is aware of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's chasodim, he has two different obligations. Both rest upon him. Yoidu L'Hashem Chazdoi, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, expressing your thanks and gratitude. But that is not enough. V'niflautav levnei Adam, make others aware. V'mekadei Shem Shemayim, that is the ultimate goal of this world. Yizgadal v'yizkadash Shemei Rabo. So the Pesuk says, Yoidu L'Hashem Chazdoi V'nifloisav Levnei Adam. And last week I explained, why does the Rambam put Hallel before Hadlakas Ner? Because Yoidu L'Hashem Chazdoi comes before Nifloisav Levnei Adam. But today, we're not talking about Hallel. Hadlakas Ner Chanukah into itself, is it all about Persumei Nesa? Or is it fundamentally Zeichel L'Nes? Because in many sources in Shas, in Poiskim, we find the concept of Zeichel L'Nes. That is not Persumei Nesa. Sholosh HaGolam al Zeichel, all the dinam of Bechoira, Bechor Odom, Bechor Behemet Tohoira, Bechor Behemet Tamer, all Zeichel L'Nes. We find big sugis in Shas that we make a Zeichel L'Migdosh, Zeichel L'Migdosh Kehilel. Kein also Hillel. So is Ner Chanukah Zeichel Nes and also Persumei Nesa, or is it only Persumei Nesa? So this very same posuk I quoted before and I quoted last week, Yoidu L'Hashem Chazdoi V'noisav L'Vnei Adam. So one interpretation we suggest that is Hallel and Ner, but now I say both could refer to Ner Chanukah. Yoidu L'Hashem Chazdoi is just recognition, awareness. In order to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to be aware of His chesed, of His mercy. Nifla'oisav levnei Adam is persumei nesa. And I think this is a fundamental machlokes between Rambam and Tur, which has far-reaching ramifications in Halacha. So today we will be discussing Zman Hadlakah and the Mokom Hadlakah. Let's start with Zman. Before we deal with the question where, when. So in the beginning of the sugya of Ner Chanukah, Mishatishkecha mod shetichol regel min hashuk. Machlokes Rishonim, what does Mishatishkecha mod mean? Shechanoch Paskins, Tzeisak Rechovim. The Litvei Rishonim by far and large act according to the Gro. The Gro maintains it's the Shkia. That's when we start lighting, and the lights, the candles, need to burn ad shetichla regel min hashuk. For many generations, the Rif, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch write approximately half hour. This is a discussion we won't have today, but in my tshuvas and my svarim I wrote that it's very reasonable to argue that today tichla regel min hashuk is far later than a half hour. In practicality, anybody that will light on the Shkia and his candles burn for a half hour does zero pesum in Issa, especially if you live among Shomer Mitzvahs in Yerushalayim. From the Shkia to a half hour later, nobody's going to see your lights because everybody is busy with his own Er Chanukah. So who's out there on the street? It is only the paramedics rushing to an accident. Who's going to see your Ner Chanukah? So I think Ad Shetichla Regel Min Hashuk today is far later. So how come from the Rif to the Shulchan Aruch that spans 800 years, 900 years, everything was the same? Yes, not much change. Electricity brought about a dramatic change in lifestyles. So from the days of the Mishnah, and probably way before that, till 200 years ago, yes, people came home at nightfall. Many sources in Chazal we find that people were afraid to leave their homes by night. The bears and the wolves came out of the forest. Robin Hood came out of the forest, the crooks and the thieves, and the mazikim, which we don't exactly know who they were. So at nightfall, people rushed home. After electricity, everything changed. And it depends where you live. If you live in a Haredi community, then 1 o'clock in the morning, people are still out there. Avrechem coming home from Kol Erev, Bar Mitzvahs, Chasanis, Sheva Bruches, Baruch Hashem. Besides a bris, everything happens by night in our society. So this is a separate discussion, which we won't have today. But this is a clear halachic question. What time is that? But fundamentally, the Rambam paskins, if you didn't light Neres Chanukah Ad Shetichla Regel Menashuk, you lost the mitzvah. And there's no point in lighting later. And if you said a broch, it's a brocha levatola. Ad Shetichla Regel Menashuk, according to the Rambam, is ma'akev b'di'eved. The tool paskins, tof, reish, ayin, beis. He could be madlek ad alois hashachar with a brocha. What is the machloikas? The Rambam maintains Ner Chanukah is about persum and nisa, and only persum and nisa. Yoidu l'shem chasde would be halel, not Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is about persum and nisa, and therefore la'achas shekol zalegam anashok. There's no one out there. You're not making persum, and it's a brocha levatol, you have no mitzvah. The way I understand the tour, Ner Chanukah is first and foremost about zeicha l'nes. It's not only about them, it's about you. Zeicha l'nes. Like many other mitzvahs, men haTorah and midrabbanon, that are zeicha l'nes. And a zeicha l'nes is not only for others, it's not only for the Rishus HaRabim. It's about you, it's about your family, it's about yourself. And therefore, lechatchila, of course, you need to light lefnei shekol zoregel min hashuk. Everybody agrees that Ner Chanukah is about persum and nisa. My question is it only persum and nisa, or is it also persum and nisa? The Rambam maintains it's only about persum and nisa. And therefore, kol zoregel min hashuk, no point. You lost your mitzvah. Try to be better tomorrow. The Torah says no. Lechatchila, mishetishkechamat shekol zoregel min hashuk. You got to do persum and nisa. But if you lost persum and nisa, you still have the chiyuv of zeicha l'nes, and therefore madlik v'hoylech umevorech ad alois hashachar. Once again, the question when is a fascinating question, and it touches upon many different halachas. Shulchan Aruch paskins, and this is the shit of Mari Abuhav, b'shas adchak, you could light even before the shkia. Meplaga mincha. The marshal makes a compromise. The marshal says, till chatzos, not after Chatzais. But what we are dealing with primarily is the Rambam and the Tur. According to the Rambam, Ad Shetishkechamo, you lost your mitzvah. According to the Tur, Aloysa Shachar. The way I understand this machlokes is Zecheleness or exclusively Pirsumeness. This brings us to question number two. Not when, but where. So once again, Chazal clearly say, Al Pesach Beisoy Mebechutz, is that Me'akev? So Chazal speak about three different options. Ne'a Chanukah Mitzvah Anich Al Pesach Beisoy Mebechutz. Emo Yedar Ba'aliyah, Chaloyin HaSomach L'Shus HaRabim. Lives on the second floor, window, facing L'Shus HaRabim. B'Sha'as HaSakona Manichoy Al Sholchonoy V'dayoy. And my question is, Shelo b'shas ha-sakona. But he was madlik na-chanaka within his private domain. No persumenes l'rabim. Is he yoitza or not? Fundamentally, there are two different minhagim today in the Jewish world, in the frum world. Most of the people in Eretz Yisrael are madlik al Pesach habayis mebachutz. You know those little glass boxes that are very popular in Eretz Yisrael? You put your Chanukiah in a little glass box. Al Pesach Beisur Mebachutz. Most of the Hasidim are madlik in their private homes. Living room door. Mezuzi Amin, Ne'a Chanukah Mismoil. Minig Avoseyem Biyadeyem. Many years ago, I think it was about 50 years ago, or maybe even more than that, two great Gedoinim in Eretz Yisrael had a correspondence, and it's a fascinating correspondence. Somewhat amusing, but primarily fascinating. Rav Shia Mendel Ehrenberg was one of the greatest Dayonim in the post-Holocaust period. He was a Bel Zechosed Belevu Benefesh Ramach Evorim Vishasa Agidim. He was one of the greatest and most important prominent Dayonim in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Yeshua Menachem Ehrenberg, and he wrote a Sefer Shalat Zetshuva Zvai Yeshua. I knew him. As a bocher, he learned together with my great Rebbe, with the Kloisei Mager Rebbe, in the yeshiva of Reb Teva Ladikler. Reb Teva Ladikler was one of the great Gedolim in pre-Holocaust Galicia, murdered by the Nazis, Hashem Yinkom Domoy. Kloisei Mager Rebbe was his Talmud Muvak, and so was Reb Shia Mendel Ehrenberg. Sefer Dvar Yehoshua, Chelek Aleph Simen Mem. Loines Kararu Datoy. And he reaches a conclusion that those that are madlak al Pesach bayis mebachutz lo yotzu yedei chevosom. Sounds strange, doesn't it? Sounds strange, and I think it is strange. Why would one say if you're madlak kedina de gemor al Pesach bayis mebachutz you weren't yotzu? So he develops a theory at Rav Ehrenberg with his gaonis that when Chazal said b'shas hazakona manich al shulchonoy v'dayoy, they were mevatel the original tkon of Pesach bayis mebachutz, and they altered Mokom Adlokas Der Chanukah Al Shulchonoy B'toch HaBayis. He bases his argument on a sugi at the beginning of Ksubis Dav Gimel. When he learned the sugi in Ksubis, it's not a compelling, it's not a convincing argument. Hidgish es aso, it's an exaggeration. Koivitz Shuvis HaRav Eliyashev Chelak Alef Simesamech Zayin. We find a letter from Rav Eliyashev to Rav Ehrenberg. And Rav Eliyashev thanks him for sending me your Choshev Sefer. It's a Gavaldige Sefer. But when I looked in Simen Mem, Rav Eliyashev writes somewhat cynically, when I look at the caption, the heading, I thought you're coming to B'miyashev Minik Chasidim. I didn't imagine that you're going to come to a conclusion that those that light al Pesach Bayis Mechutz aren't Yotzei Dechavosoi. You went a bit too far, Rav Eliyashev writes to Rav Ehrenberg. Rav Eliyashev's opinion was that those that light in the house are not Yoitzi Dechavosem, and I humbly think Rav Eliyashev also went too far. And these two Gedolim, right and left, both Hidgishu Esaso. And I think those that light outside, needless to say that they're Yoitza, of course they're Yoitza. And that's the Mitzvah Lechatchila, but those that light inside are also Yoitza Yedei Chayva. So before going any further, let me just share with you, I light two Chanukiyas. I light inside and outside. It's not a psak. It's not even a recommendation. It's a strange minhag. I know that. Even totally normal people like I consider myself to be are entitled to have some strange minhagim. That's my entitlement. And let me explain why I light inside and outside. I light inside because that is minhag avoisai and minhag raboisai. And I think it is of greatest importance to uphold and to cherish minhag avois. Minhag avois are a big yesod in Yiddishkeit. Twice in Shas, Psochim Daf Nun Chulin Sade Gimel, Chazal say, minhagim are binding. Minhagim are part of Torah. And we learn the essence of minhagim from a pasuk in Mishlei, Al titoish toiras imecho. And that is why I light inside. It is what my parents and forefathers did, it is what my great Rebbe did, and it is a minhag which I want to pass on to my children and to coming generations. I light outside because I see no reason in the world not to be mekayem mitzvahs nachanuka behiduro kafisha kovu chazal, like it's in the Gemara, like it's in Rambam, like it's in Shulchan Aruch. And that is the Ikar Pesumenis. Yes, it is true that for 1,000 years the minhag was to light indoors, not al Pesach beisor mebachutz. And we find this minhag in all the Rishonim, Tosfos and Rosh, and Rashba and Ritva, and Or Zeruah, and Sheboile HaLeket, and the Meiri, and everyone, up to the days of the Ramah. That was in Galus. Many times, it really fit into Chazal's definition, b'shas a sakona. Many times in Golos it was a sakona. Even if it wasn't a sakona, yes, we were living amongst goyim. We were afraid. They might have stole the menorahs, turned them over. They might have thrown rocks. We were in Golos. The Or Zeruah Shin Chof Gimel Masechet Shabbos really wonders. He writes, where we live, there is no sakona. I don't know why we don't light outside, but we don't. So, we're definitely yoitze when you don't light outside. I may want to make that clear. And I have many rayas from the Ritva, from the Rashba. But we're living in Eretz Yisrael, amongst our own. Why not be mekayim this mitzvah like Chazal wanted us to do, like it's in the Rambam, like it's in the Shor, Al Pesach Beisem Mebechutz? Yes. It's not the minhag of Avoseinu, but our forefathers were there, and we are here. I do not recommend in Brooklyn, or in Tallahassee, or in Vancouver, or wherever you live, to start lighting outside. No, in Golis, minhag Avoseinu b'yadeinu. In Eretz Yisrael, I think we should light outside, and that is why I light inside, and I light outside as well. People always ask me, where does the Rav make the brocha? And that is an interesting question. I make the brocha inside, but I light the candle outside without any hefsek. I live on ground floor, so to me it's just 10 seconds from this door to that door. So I say the brochas, and I light all the candles inside, and before saying Haneres Alolu She'onu Madliken, I light the first candle outside, and after the first candle outside, I say Aneres Alolu. So there's no hefsek. So the brocha I say is valid for both lightings, for both chanakias. I also have a practical reason for lighting inside, but that is totally practical. I have 3 beautiful chanakias. One is a very big one. When I came to Yerushalayim, I got a gift. A beautiful, big menorah. And the person that gave me the gift, I don't know up to this day who he was. It was Be'ilum Shem. And I appreciate that. So I usually like that one. I have a beautiful chanakia, not as big, that I received as a chosen from my kala, my late wife, Zechorin Avrocha. So that has special sentimental value to me. And this year, I lit Ner Chanukah in that one. A month ago, my mother passed away, as you all know. And seven of us brothers sat around the table, and we divided amongst us the clay kesef and the clay kodesh that they had at home, and I got the Hanukkiah. Tonight is my father's yahrzeit, so tonight I will be lighting in that Hanukkiah, in that menorah. I won't light outdoors, outside with these menorahs, because I don't want to be oivan lifnayev aloy sitan mechshol, and I don't want anybody passing on the street to have the temptation of just picking up such a beautiful menorah. Some crazy person might have the temptation of having Rav Moshe Weiss's menorah, so I want that light, that one outside. That is an additional practical reason why I light inside. But that's not the ikar. The ikar is minigov is on one hand, and shleimus ha'maisa, shleimus ha'mitzvah on the other hand. So as I said, I think most Rishonim maintain afilu shelo b'shas hazakona yoytze inside. My time is very limited today because I have so many shiurim to give today. But I have arrived from the Rashi, from the Ritva, which I won't share with you right now, in Minchas Osha on Chanukah. Please look it up. But all the Rishonim that write, our minig is to light inside. That proves beyond doubt. In most of the places, there was no real sakana. We weren't killed for lighting Ner Chanukah. We weren't shot, we weren't murdered for lighting Ner Chanukah outside. So obviously, the minig was, we won't be killed. But it might arouse anti-Semitism. You know, we might pay a price for it. The fact was that we light outside, and therefore we lit inside, and therefore it's clear to me your yoitz inside. However, the Rambam holds like Rav Eliyashiv, and I want to tell you how I reached that conclusion. If you're going to learn the Rambam, you won't reach that conclusion. So this is an opportunity for me to teach how to learn Rambam. There's a famous story I tell from time to time because that story has an important moral. So the story goes, a person came to Reb Chaim Brisker, a resident in Brisk, that he wants to call the Chevra Kedisha to a Din Torah. His father-in-law, Olenu, passed away in the very early hours of the morning. Another person of the community passed away 2-3 hours later, but the Chevra Kedisha buried the second person to pass away before they took care of his father. So he wants to call them to Din Torah. Reb Chaim was shocked, takes out a Rambam Hilchas Avel, he looks in the Rambam and he responds in a strange way. Reb Chaim says, "Hem nahagu sheloi keshura, they did the wrong thing, but you don't have a taina." Person didn't understand. If they did the wrong thing, why can't they call them to Din Torah? He goes home. He learns the very same Rambam that Reb Chaim learned. He made a point to look at the Rambam where Reb Chaim is learning. Comes back to Reb Chaim 2 hours later and he asks, "Meichen dantuni? I learned the Rambam that the Rav learned. The Rambam says nothing about this. So what do you mean they did the wrong thing, but I don't have a taina?" Reb Chaim says, "I'll explain to you. Tayer yid, I'll explain to you. Shulchan Aruch clearly says we should bury the mason that died first. First to pass away is the first to be taken care of. Yesh lehistapik. What is the origin? What is the hagdora? What is the reasoning of this halacha? Is it a din in kvoida meis? It's not kvoida meis to let him just lay around. Is it a din in kvoida meis, or is it a din in kedima b'mitzvah? It's a general halacha. Any mitzvah that is chal on a person before mitzvah number 2. First you need to be Mekayim mitzvah number 1 before you move on to the second mitzvah." So I decided, if it's a din in kvoida meis, the Rambam needs to bring it in Hilchos Avot. That is where the Rambam brings all the halachas of kvura, of hesped, all the halachas of kvoida meis. If it's a general mitzvah regarding kedima b'mitzvah, it doesn't need to be in Hilchos Avot. I looked for it in the Rambam, I didn't find it, so my conclusion is, it's a din in kedima b'mitzvah. They did the wrong thing. But you don't have a tiny. It has nothing to do with your father. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with Kvoida Meis. There was no diminishing Kvoida Meis, and therefore you don't have a tiny. That's genius. That's a spark of genius. We learn the Rambam between the lines. We learn what the Rambam doesn't write, and not only what he does write. And to me, that's a big yesoid. and I have many halachas which are based on similar raayas. But now I want to teach you something that the Rambam does write. He does write it, but nobody sees it. And let me explain. As I mentioned before, the Rambam dedicates two prokim to Hilchas Chanukah. Perek Gimel is Dinei Halal, and in only Perek Dalet does the Rambam write the halachas of Hadlokas HaNer. There is one halacha, and only one halacha in Hadlokas HaNer that is in Perek Gimel, not in Perek Dalet. And why is that? So the Rambam, Perek Gimel, before he gives us halachas, either of Halal or of Hadlokas HaNer, the Rambam just gives a brief description. What is Chanukah all about? What transpired? What happened? So the first two halachas in Perek Gimel are the story of Chanukah. Gezeiras Hayavonim, the war, the victory of the Chashmenoim. And then in Halacha Gimel the Rambam writes, ומפני זה התקינו חכמים שבעושי הדור, שיהיו שמונס יומים אלה שתחילו סנחופי בכסלב ימי שמחה והלל, ומדליקים בהנרויס בערב על פסחי הבתים. Why does the Rambam write where in Perek Gimel? Why doesn't he wait till Perek Dalet to write mitzvah lahadlak al Pesach beisoy mebechutz, like the Gemara does? It is the only halacha which we find in Perek Gimel. My conclusion is, al pischei abatim is not just one more halacha. It's not a halacha like lamala miyesa mama lamata masor etvochem chotzer sheyesh bo shnei chatzeres chaloin somach l'shus harabim tefach somach l'pesach shemen zayis. It's not a halacha. It's not a detail like all the others. That is the ikar tekon. That is the ikar tekon. Sheyeyu madlikem neros al pischei abatim v'kol laila v'laila. Just like Hanukkah is 8 days. 8 days is not just another halacha. That is aleph beis. That is the fundamental takana. So is pischei habatim. So my conclusion from the Rambam is Pesach beis mabechitz is ma'akev b'di'eved, because that is the ikar takana. So we must assume b'shas ha'sakona manichal shelchona v'dayoy is a real sakona and only b'shas ha'sakona. Rav Eliezer doesn't bring this, but I think the Rambam is a raya l'shitosoi, aval ein halocha kemoisoi. Because the way I understand the tour, and many, many other Rishonim, as I explained just 5 minutes ago, even shaloi b'shas kona yoyotze bifnim. We still need an explanation why Chassidim like dafke bifnim. Why is it better than Pesach Beis or Mebachutz? But that'll be in another opportunity. I apologize. Let's hope. Shnas Tov Shei Pei Gimel. Hopefully Mashiach will come. I hope that when Mashiach will come, our site will still carry my shiurim. I hope he won't send me away. I hope Kol HaLashon will be kind enough to carry my shiurim, even though we'll have a flood of the greatest gedolim of all the ages who will look at me. But let's hope. So Tov Shin Pei Gimel, we have a lot to discuss. Let's go back to our fundamental sugya. So I say, when and where depend on why. When and where depend on why. It depends on the most fundamental question. Is Ner Chanukah all about persumenes, or is it also about zeichalenes? Rambam l'shitosoi. Le'achas shekol tzaregel manashuk, there is no mitzvah. L'shitosoi Pesach habayis is ma'akev even b'di'eved. The way I understand the Rambam, and that is why it's the only halacha that is in Perek Gimel even before we start learning the halachos of Hadlokas HaNer. Pischei habatim is aleph beis. That is the ikar tekona, just like kol laila ve'laila. Tu l'shitosoi. And now comes the punchline. And I think this is so powerful. Going back to the Rambam, Halacha Gimel. Kishe Gavru Yisrael Aloveyim. No, Halacha Gimel. Mipnei Zed Kinu Chomis Shabiyoise Dor. Shmoines Yom Amela. Yemei Simcha Vahal. Umadlikin Ben Eres. Be'erev Al Pischei Batam Bekolayla Velayla Mishmoines Alaylois. להרויס ולגלויס הנס. להרויס ולגלויס הנס. What does that mean? פרסומי נסה. It's not for yourself. To show, to reveal. להרויס ולגלויס הנס. It's all about פרסומי נסה. What does the tool write? ויען כי עיר הנס בנרויס. תקנו להד לכנרויס בכל לילה. כדי להזכיר הנס. רבוי סי, do you see the difference? The Rambam writes להריס ולגליס. Tool writes להזכיר. Tool לשיטוסי, number three. נר חנק is first of all זכה לנס. Only secondary פרסומנס. Tool לשיטוסי. The Rambam writes, why do we like נר חנק? כדי להריס ולגליס הנס. It's all about פרסומנס. And that is why בפנים, בחוץ ולא בפנים, עד שתשקה רגל ולא אחר כך. רמב"ם לשיטוסי, תור לשיטוסי. And therefore my psak is, just like we paskin, you could make a brocha עד הרויס השחר, you could make a brocha even if you light בפנים. And that is a vindication and a support to min chassidim. But we still need an explanation. Why is בפנים preferable? Why wouldn't we light בחוץ? And that'll be in another opportunity. You could learn it in Minchas Rosh Hanukkah Moyadim Chelik Beis. So this is a very fundamental sugya and a very fundamental yesoid in Hilchas Ner Chanukah, which I hope you all cherish and you all enjoy. I just want to say a few words about the Pnimius of Ner Chanukah. So the Yevonim were Goyzik Zeres. They weren't out to annihilate, to murder, to kill, to destroy. Those were the Messiavenim. They wanted to culture us, to give us intelligence, to give us culture, to give us enlightenment. So the very first Medrash in Parshas Bereishis, V'choshech al pnei atahom, V'choshech zo yoven. That's remarkable. The Greeks were giants. In their day and age, there was the greatest empire. And they brought many gifts to the world. The greatest early philosophers were the Greeks. So Athens gave us philosophy, Sparta gave us the Olympics, sports, architecture, art, literature, poetry. All the light they gave to the nations are darkness to us. Do you know who the first Jewish historian was? Nobody would guess. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, the great Tana. Seder Oilem Rabosi. It's the first comprehensive history. Quoted twice in Shas Bavli and Yevomis Ananida. And it's a very brief history from the first day of creation till the days of the Tanoim. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta was one of Chameshes Rabbeinu Shebedorim, Talmid Rabbi Kiva. When he comes to Chanukah, he says there was a great Greek hero, a Greek king, and his name was Alexandros. Chazal call him Alexander Mogdon. He was Alexander the Macedonian. To the world, he's known as Alexander the Great, one of the biggest conquerors. Alexander studied by Aristotle, the great Greek philosopher. And the Greeks brought light to the world. To us, they brought destruction and sakona and devastation. Gazru gzeirois. Why? The Prima Godem is very interesting. Prima Godem writes in the beginning of Erechas Chanukah, the Yevonim kin ubebnei Yisrael, they were envious. Why were they envious? They were the greatest military power, the greatest empire. What did they have to be Makana Jews? Yes, they were cultured. They were more intelligent than all their predecessors, than all the others. They loved literature, and they knew to appreciate books, and that's why they were envious. They saw this ancient and relatively small people, small minority in their empire. But they saw what study means to us. Rabbi Shua ben Gamla was the first in history to develop, to establish a public schooling system funded by the community to ensure that every child learns Torah. No other nation of the world besides us, before us, never cherished study, cherished learning like we do. And that is what made the Greeks envious. And that's why there was a geyser, l'shkichem terosecho, l'avira mechuk retzenecho. Seder Olam, when it comes to Hanukkah, mentions Alexander, and then there is an amazing passage, which is a riddle and a mystery. Biyomav botlo hanevuo, mekan ve'elech, atei oznachu lishmo mit divrei chachamim. In the days of Alexander, prophecy came to an end. And from now on, atei oznachu lishmo mit divrei chachamim. What does it have to do with Hanukkah? What does this mean? The Gaon was the only Achron with his unbelievable greatness in Torah. He was a sage above and beyond Bnei Doiroi. And he wrote Hagos on the entirety of Torah Shebal Peh. Shishas Sidra Mishnah, Bavli, Yushalmi, Sifru, Sifri, Tesefta, Sifri, Ditzniyasa. He also has Hagos on Seder Olam, because it's a Tana. And he adds on, Botla Nevoah, Kishabotla Yitzarada Avoida Zora. Let me share with you what I think about this Gaon and about the Seder Olam. Up to the days of Hanukkah, Yitzarada Avoida Zora was prevalent and powerful. The countermeasure to Avoida Zora was Nevoah. Avoida Zora is Sheker and Nevoah is Emes. Kishabotlo Yitzir Davoida Zora, that coincided, not coincidence, with Bitl HaNevua. And we're facing a new challenge, the challenge of beauty, the challenge of culture. Nevua would no longer be relevant. It would no longer be enough. To counter culture, you need a superior culture. To counter Chochmah Shel Sheker, you need Chochmah Shel Emes. You need beauty that is far beautier, more beautiful, and far more radiant than what anyone else has to offer. But the Greeks brought light, light to the nations, darkness to us, and the only counterbalance and countermeasure would be, Mekan ve'elech hatei oznachu lishmoya divrei chachomim. Our Chachomim, not theirs. Our philosophy and not theirs. Our Torah, which outshines any other Chachomim in the world. Why was Nes Chanukah in the Menorah? The Avonim desecrated all the clay Migdosh. The very name Chanukah is Hashem Chanukah HaMizbeach. They broke the Mizbeach. They desecrated and defiled everything. Timu kol hashmanim. Why was the Nes Davka in the Menorah? Because Menorah represents Torah. The three fundamental kelim in the Beis Hamikdash. Menorah is Torah, Mizbech is Avodah, Shulchan is Chesed, Torah Avodah Gemel is Chesedim. The Yevonim were out to take away our Torah, Lashkichem Torah Secho, and they knew why. They knew why. Because as long as we are Dovik B'Torah, we need no other culture. We need no other light. We need no other Chochmah. Because what we have is far greater and far brighter and far outshines anything else in the world. And that is why the Nes was in the Menorah, and not in the Menorah, but in Shem and Zayas Shebe Menorah. Because the Gemara in Brochus in the beginning of Perek HaRoyah says, HaRoyah Shem and Zayas B'chaloyim Yitzapa L'mo'oyra Torah. The light of Torah, not the light of the Greeks, not the darkness of the Greeks, not Choshech al Pnei HaTorim Zayavon. Shem and Zayis, Yitzapen Lema'or HaTorah, the beauty of Torah, the light of Torah, the Simcha of Torah. That is what Chanukah is all about. And that is those Neiris Chanukah which shine. And they shine with the Oraganus Shenignaz B'Torah. As I mentioned, tonight is my late father's Yahrzeit, 6 years since he passed away. And those of you that knew my father, My father was a beacon of light, of Torah. He was a businessman. He wasn't a Klei Kodesh. Rav Moshe tried very hard to convince my father to be a Rav. He wasn't successful. Don't know why. My father was a businessman. He was a builder. But he was Dovak in Torah. He was a tremendous Ilui. And what he shared with us and what he gave us was Simchas HaTorah. Seeing the light of Torah and sharing Simchas HaTorah and Cheder V'Seder Shmaitza. And that is ultimately what Chanukah is about. So, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, we should always be able to share the beauty of Torah, Simchas HaTorah, Cheder V'Seder Shmaitza, and we should be Zorcha L'Hagdol Torah U'Le'Adira. And the Or HaGanez that shines and emanates from the Neiros Chanukah should light our minds and our hearts, and we should always be Zoicha L'Hagdol Torah U'Le'Adira. Sheneske b'korah b'yameinu to see the Kohen Gadol Madlik es haneres b'menores amor b'beis hamikdash b'bi'as goel tzedek b'mehero v'yameinu amen. Have a beautiful Chanukah.
עולם שלם של תוכן מחכה לך בכל הלשון 03-617-1111